Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Arthur Beasley and Simon Carswell in the Irish Times have another story about the Uber files. They say it shines a light on the US cab hailing company's lobbying of the Irish government and raises questions over submissions by the business and its main Irish lobbyist to the Official Register of Lobbying. The register is a mandatory log maintained by the Standards and Public Office Commission that is supposed to provide transparency on who is lobbying whom and about what. The lobbying company owned by John Moran, a former Department of Finance chief, declared some engagements for Uber with certain ministers, government advisers and Limerick officials. In addition, Uber itself named Moran as its lobbyist in separate logs of communications with different ministers. But other high-level contacts described in the Uber files do not appear on the lobbying register. Neither is there any mention on the official logs of Uber's direct engagements with the then Taoiseach Enda Kenny, which feature in the US company's private records. Enda Kenny was seen by some in Uber as the political leader who mattered and potentially influential in his centre-right counterparts as the company tried to make inroads in European markets. Donal O'Donovan in the Irish Independent writes that sweeping global corporation tax reforms will not be in place until at least 2024, according to the organisation managing the process, in a move that delays the expected €2 billion hit to Ireland's public finances. The cost to Ireland of complying with the OECD tax arrangements is unclear, but it has been estimated at around €2 billion a year once both pillars or elements of the tax deal come into effect. The likely hit is in addition to the warning from the Central Bank and the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council that the bumper corporate tax income that has massively boosted the government's coffers over the past decade is unreliable and should be targeted, should be used with caution. Budget forecast for 2022 includes a reduction of the annual corporation tax receipts by €2 billion by 2025. Now, the Irish Independent also says that Twitter shares tumbled yesterday after Elon Musk walked away from his $44 billion or €43 billion deal to buy the company, setting the scene for a disruptive legal dispute. Shares dropped 8.8% to $33 at midday New York time, on track to erase about $2.5 billion in market value after Musk backed out of an agreement to buy the social media giant and take it private. Shares in Tesla, the electric car maker that Musk leads, fell by about 6.3%. And we'll have more on this with Peter Brown in the markets later in the show. And finally, Eamon Quinn in the Irish Examiner says that the implied cost for government to borrow from international markets, debt markets, fell significantly yesterday, as traders reined in expectations for European Central Bank increases over the coming months. The yield or interest rate on the Irish 10-year bond traded at 1.83%, down in the session and sharply lower compared to the yield of 2.4% less than a month ago. That yield is roughly the same as Belgium and Austria, but considerably less than Greece or Italy, according to Trading Economics. Now,
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.